The Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association has written a letter to Health Minister John Hagee urging government to prioritize teachers and school support staff as the vaccination rollout continues. President of the NLTA, Dean Ingram, joins the show. Good morning, Mr. Ingram.
And good morning to you.
So first of all, what prompted the association to write this letter now?
Well, it's a concern we've been raising for quite a while. We see jurisdictions across the country, across the world, identifying the importance of vaccinating teachers and those who work within our schools. Most recently, we know that New Brunswick has actually recently started rolling out that process. And if nothing else, we know that while the province is in a very good place, the past couple of months have clearly shown us how fragile the COVID situation is, especially in light of the variants that we have present. Our province's teachers, our province's students, they were really at the epicenter of the recent outbreak, and that has had, that continues to have a huge impact on our province. In light of this, we feel that it's very important to vaccinate teachers. The reality is a group of individuals, like teachers, who by the very nature of the profession, they have no choice but break their bubbles on a daily basis. The need for prioritization for teachers is very clear. And we've had over a dozen teachers that were identified as being COVID positive. A number of them had to seek medical attention. I spoke directly to them. The transmission rate is a real possibility for teachers who are working in close proximity to students, close proximity to many who are outside their bubble. And the reality is that while the entire province is being told to stay in their family bubbles and maintain the tight 10, that's something that teachers cannot do.
And is that for all grade levels, or is it worse, or I guess more intense for some certain grade levels?
Well, I've said this before. The concept of cohorts, as envisioned and described by public health, doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. I'd invite any public health official to visit any school with a K-9 student population in this province, and simply observe what happens at lunchtimes, what happens at dismissal. The fact of the matter is cohorts cannot be maintained in the strict manner described in the media briefings. It's particularly evident at the junior high level, and the fact that teachers cannot separate themselves from their students, cannot maintain isolation within their family bubbles, cannot maintain the tight 10, indicates a need to have a vaccine rollout for our province teachers. And while we have heard through media briefings, I've had correspondence with the Minister of Education that teachers are included in the essential work category of Phase 2, the vaccine rollout, but we heard nothing else. In that in mind, I did write Minister Hagee asking for a confirmation of the vaccination timeline for teachers and other staff who work in our province of schools.
And you've also recently met with Education Minister Tom Osborne. What was the outcome of that meeting?
Well, we've spoken on a number of different things. Again, myself, Minister Osborne, have had a number of conversations over the past few months in particular. And right now, Minister Osborne indicated that, as I mentioned, that teachers are indeed included in Phase 2. But we're looking to say, okay, Phase 2 is a very broad category, and get confirmation as to when this can be rolled out. The reality is that teachers have been on the front lines since COVID-19 appeared in the province, and they deserve transparency going forward and being clear with teachers as to where they stand on the priority list in Phase 2. That'll go a long way to alleviate some of the fear and anxiety that exists in our membership currently.
And when it comes to Phase 2, I mean, how hopeful are you that you will get what you're looking for, this clarification, this public admission?
Well, if we analyze what the real situation is, I mean, we've heard it consistently. People, space, time, and place. Maintain your bubbles. Maintain your tight 10. When you have a group of any professionals, any workers, any employees, anyone that works in any system that cannot maintain the family bubbles as dictated because of the nature of the work they're expected to do, and we've seen, if nothing else, how essential education is, they can't maintain the tight 10, I think the need and necessity for providing vaccination, especially when we have tangible evidence of members of that profession that have been confirmed as being positive. And it stands to reason that some of them would have contracted COVID through their workplace. It stands to reason that at least some of them would have. With these things in mind, I think it's clear that teachers do need to be vaccinated. And as I mentioned earlier, we're seeing other jurisdictions, New Brunswick, British Columbia. We see jurisdictions around the world, UNESCO, clearly articulating the need and the plans when it comes to vaccinating those who work in the education system. But at least at this juncture, from our province's government, there's been silence on what their plans are when it comes to teachers. And we think this transparency, being clear, will go a long way to alleviate some of the fear, some of the anxiety that exists within our membership and others who work in the education system. It also will provide a pathway to a stable system, a full sustainable return to in-school classes for all students, and that would be a benefit for everyone.
How much longer can the people you represent hold out without having this information?
Well, in terms of how long they can hold out, teachers have been doing everything they can since COVID began. Teachers will continue to do what they can. But again, in the interest of the system, we've seen how fragile things can be, how quickly things can turn. And if there's an interest in ensuring a stable education system that we all want, students need to get back to school. We believe that. The best environment for students is in school. The best way to ensure that remains there when we do get back in is ensuring those who are within the system are given necessary protections, which of course would include vaccines.
And are you concerned at all about the level of supply?
Vaccine? Well, that's obviously it has the supply, vaccine supply to supply chain is obviously a factor, which is why we recognize frontline healthcare workers. We recognize those. But on a media outlet last night, I heard reference to a group that had dozens of contacts throughout the year. Well, I respect that. I honor that, and I understand that. But just to put in perspective, teachers have dozens of contacts each and every day outside their bubbles, outside their tight ten.
Are you hoping for confirmation or clarification on this, at least at today's briefing at 2 p.m.?
Well, I'd like to get clarification. Ideally, it would be today. Ideally, it would be. I think the quicker that confirmation comes, the quicker the information is available, the quicker the system, the quicker our members can make plans and adjust accordingly.
Dean Ingram, president of the Newfoundland and Labrador's Teachers Association, I thank you so much for joining the program.
Kindly welcome.
There you have it. He is the president representing teachers in the province. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think teachers belong in the next tier of prioritization for administering doses of the COVID-19 vaccine? You can call us. Please call us 273-5211 or 888-590-8626. It's 7.